Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Our tech correspondent Jess Kelly is here to review two phones. One is an old favourite, Nokia 3210.
Yeah, this is one of the old school devices. It looks very, very familiar, I'm sure.
Absolutely, the same as ever.
Exactly, but it has some modern updates. So for those who don't know, the Nokia brand was bought by a company called HMD Global a number of years ago. They've been bringing out some excellent smartphones under the Nokia umbrella in the last wee while. But to celebrate 25 years from the initial launch of the 3210, it is now back. People are looking to move to dumb phones, so non-smartphones.
Now, how dumb is that? It's probably not quite as dumb as it used to be.
No, it's a little bit smarter than it used to be. So it now has a camera. You can connect to 4G as well. So you can do things like avail of that for your calls and so on. But essentially, it is a button phone. Ideal because the battery is so good. Say if you're going to a festival this summer, or if you just want to switch off when you're on holidays and get away from Instagram and all the rest. You've got a teeny tiny little 2 megapixel camera on the back, so you're not completely stranded. But I think it's a great idea if you're somebody who is looking to switch off. They're 79 quid, very durable. The battery will last you for
days. Can you get on WhatsApp?
You can, yeah. No, you can't get the WhatsApp app. No, you can't. But in terms of your calls and texts and then a tiny little bit of internet surfing. But for the most part, it is just great. I really like it.
Now, the other one is rather more sophisticated, the Pixel 8a.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Pixel range of phones. Earlier in the year, they brought out the Pixel 8 and the Pixel 8 Pro. But we now have the Pixel A8A. This is the smaller sister of that lineup of phones.
About the size of an iPhone?
Exactly it, yeah. It's a 6.1-inch OLED screen. Absolutely stunning. The cameras on it are incredible. Internally as well, you have a very, very powerful chipset and processor. That means that if you are multitasking or if you want to avail of any of the high-end AI tools that are built into the entire Pixel range, you can do so. But the best thing is the price point. It's €559, and that's for the 128 gig version. You can get a 256 gig version for €619. But this is one of my favorite phones of the year. If I was to go out tomorrow morning and buy a phone for myself, I think I would buy this one absolutely outright. As I said, €559. If you then move on to one of the digital mobile networks, it's bringing the cost of the phone bill right down from what it used to be. So I'm a huge fan and I would highly recommend it.
Okay, can you put an SD card in that?
I don't know off the top
of my head.
So
you buy the phone that you want.
Yes, you buy the phone that you want, but that's still a huge amount of storage. Also, it automatically syncs everything up to the Google Cloud. So there's really no need for an SD card as there would have been back in the day.
I'm looking to buy a Kindle as I'm tired of the glare off mobile phones and tablet screens that make it so difficult to read. Has Jess any recommendations on Kindles or even a screen protector that removes the reflection from tablets and mobile phones?
Yeah, you can get a whole host of different screen protectors. There's one brand called Paperlike that I use on my iPad and it's great. In terms of the Kindle, I have the Kindle Oasis. And it's great. There's no glare off that. Any of those e-readers have that e-ink skin on it. So it just makes it that bit easier to read. There's no glare.
Can you ask Jess about small smartphones without losing capabilities of large ones? I usually buy a new phone every 4 years, but would love something neater now. Would love a Galaxy Flip, but the prices are insane.
They are insane, unfortunately. And I actually know somebody who bought a Flip, loved it, but had to replace it a few times because of damage. So that wasn't ideal. We actually spoke on Tech Talk, myself and John Riley, on Saturday about the Honor 6 Lite. So this is a smaller device. It's a much more compact screen, but it looks absolutely gorgeous. It's also less than 400 quid. It's available from the likes of Harvey Norman and I think on 3 as well. So again, it's the Honor 6 Lite.
Okay, and the final one for the moment. The ringtone on my Galaxy A52s does not sound. The sound settings are correct as far as I know. The phone's about 3 years old. Any ideas?
Any ideas? Check that your software is up to date. Go into your settings. If you need to, you can reset the phone. Just make sure you have everything backed up. But there's no obvious thing jumping out to me as to why that would be the case.
Okay, Jess Kelly, thank you very much.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.